producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Outside, but I still would prefer this weather over any other in the country right now. The weather this summer is great, and I'm wondering if it portends like this really mild winter here, if it portends a harsh winter. And if you are a North Dakota native, maybe you could help me out with that. Just, normally if you have a mild summer, does it portend a harsh winter? Because if that's the case, I'm going back down south. Can't deal with the snowman, even though I do like to snowboard. But anyway, this is what's on your mind. I am your host for the first hour, Leon Francis. Scott will be hosting hours 2 and 3. We'll have the Golden Girls on as always and get a little news and views from the left and from the right. Hopefully Ellen has her sat phone by now and we can have a fair and balanced conversation. But if not, I'm always cool with speaking with Blanquita Cullum because she has the right point of view, in my opinion. And that's tongue in cheek. And I am kidding. But there you go. We're also going to speak with Jeff Johnson today. He just won the Republican primary for governor over there in Minnesota. And speaking of Jeff Johnson and the primaries, I have a question for the folks out there. What I want to know is, what's up with this low voter turnout in the primaries? I mean, and it's not just over there in Minnesota. We saw it over here in North Dakota also. I just want to... Like somebody like me, a guy like me, I'm all for, vetting our candidates, putting the best candidate up there. And I know that normally in a general election, folks are all upset about, why did they give us this guy? He's milquetoast. He's like Obama light. He's this, he's that, And I'm like, well, we had like 10% voter turnout in the primary. That's where you pick your candidate to represent you. So maybe, I don't know, what are we, too busy at work? We're, on vacation or something? You're sick of politics? What gives with the low voter turnout? As a matter of fact, I think over there in Minnesota, the voter turnout was around 10%. It's like 3.1 million folks over there, 10% of them decided to come out and vote. What is up with that? I don't know. Somebody help me out with that. Karen, out in North Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello. We have had a nice summer. I didn't expect July to be so pleasant. But
absolutely.
It has nothing at all to do with next winter. There's apparently winds that come down from the Arctic and currents in the south Gulf of Mexico and all that.
You're not referencing the polar vortex, are you?
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
Next winter's weather has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that we were given a nice July.
Okay. Good deal. That's good to know. I'll stick around then.
I'm not promising a nice winter. I'm just saying we could just as well have a nice winter as when last year when we had a terrible July.
Okay.
If July was like last year, we still could have a nice winter.
Good deal. That's good to know. I just this winter has been awesome. I mean, this summer has been awesome. I spent summers in Louisiana my whole life, and then in Kansas City, even some in Indianapolis, and they were always hot and muggy, and you could swim through the humidity in the air. But here, I mean, while I wake up this morning, you have to throw on a long sleeve tee to take your morning jog. I love that. And, you know, in other parts of the country, it's hot in the day and it's hot at night. So
even if we're going to have 90-degree weather in August, it gets cooler at night.
Yeah, and that's what I love about it. At least you get a break from the heat here. So maybe that's one of the reasons why folks are moving here, flocking here in droves, because it's the weather. It's the weather. Who would have thunk it? You know, North Dakota, come here for the weather. Thanks, Karen. Karen, I got a question. You are a North Dakota resident, right? Native North Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so maybe you can explain to me why we have such a low primary voter turnout. You have any ideas?
That would be Minnesota's low primary turnout. We take for granted our democracy and take for granted our candidates that are presented to us in November, and we don't realize how important it is to choose the right primary candidates, whether it's North Dakota or Minnesota.
And see, that's right. We have pretty low voter turnout in North Dakota also, but, you know, I'm looking over there, 3.1 million folks. 10% of them turn out for the primary, and I just know that, you know, when it comes around to the general, folks are going to be like, who is Jeff Johnson? Why do we have him? He's like, you know, Obama light. Yeah, I mean, I remember all these arguments from even here in North Dakota, and I'm like, then why was the primary turnout so low if we have all of this angst against our folks that were running in the general? I don't get it.
There isn't a full realization that you need to vote for the right person at the primary in order to be given the choice of the right person in November.
See, you should be a spokesman for high primary turnout, because that's exactly it. You got to be involved in the process of choosing these guys, of vetting these guys. And I think too many of us kind of sit on the sideline and wait till the last minute. And the last minute is the general election. Maybe we don't think the primaries count as much. I don't know. But thanks for your insight, Karen, on the weather and on voter turnout. So there you go. Good deal. Kelly out in Williston, what's on your mind?
Yeah, did you hear the same thing I did this morning? If you were listening to the news, they said that when they dropped the supplies for those people in Iraq, that they just dropped them. They didn't parachute them in. They dropped them, and most of what they dropped was destroyed on impact.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of wondering whose call that was.
Well, it would fall squarely on our current POTUS, our president. But, yeah, I did hear that. I heard that, and I was trying to verify it. But, yeah, I mean, really? Those folks
that
are.
Bugged me. I mean, not cool. Not cool at all.
Not cool at all. Amen, amen. Do you think that we should go, and this is my opinion, I think we got a bunch of Christians on top of a mountain being, you know what I think we should do? We should go there and walk, clear the side of the mountain, as a matter of fact. Just make a glass upside down ashtray out of the side of the mountain and get those folks off. That's what I think. Those insurgents, ISIS, whatever they're calling themselves now, they're scourges. They do not deserve the air that they're intaking. I think it could be put to better use. I'll put it that way. And the fact that
Absolutely.
All these folks, All these folks are sitting up there, scared out of their mind, dying because they're starving, and these idiots are over there shooting at them and bombing at them and that sort of thing. Why don't we take the gloves off? I mean, our military gets in there and mixes it up like nobody's business. Why don't we send them over? Or drones. I mean, if we don't want to put boots on the ground, my two sons, as a matter of fact, could sit right here and fly a drone right over there and drop bombs in their backpacks. That's how acclimated to this kind of stuff kids are nowadays. Why don't we just send a team of drones over there and clear that side of that mountain? That's my two cents worth. I haven't had my coffee this morning. I'm a little ornery, so bear with me.
No, that's good. Show them how it's done. Our kids can fight better than they can. That'd be pretty good. That and our SEAL teams, I'm sure they got nothing better to do.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, send the body over there. Send Jesse Ventura over there. I mean, instead of him, instead of him suing widows, you know, put him to good use. You know. Thanks for the conversation, Kelly. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back. We are back. This is the show that asks you what's your mind. And this morning I've been kind of blasting about what's on my mind, everything from the weather to, you know, ISIS over there on the mountain in Iraq and, you know, it's just, the world is all topsy-turvy. So I wanted to bring a modicum of common sense to what's on your mind. So we reached out to Blanquita Cullum, and here
well,
she
good
is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, you're, okay. you're in the North Dakota area, which is all common sense. We know that.
Absolutely. My show in the evening, chock full of common sense. Me in the morning, though, without coffee, not so much. So, but
Ellen and Ellen and the team are on the plane. They should be heading to Juba, and will be going to South Sudan as we speak.
Wow, she's going to have one heck of a tan when she gets back.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know how she operates with the jet lag, you know, because she's one traveling gal, but they are out there in a very dangerous area. I mean, heck, where isn't it dangerous right now? But there's a lot even going on here in D.C. today. There is going to be a parade, sort of a march in honor of Maya Angelou that's taking place sometime this afternoon.
Politics aside, I am a huge fan of Maya Angelou. I remember reading her works when I was very, very little, and I've always appreciated her energy that on paper and her spoken word is just phenomenal. My daughter is a huge Maya Angelou fan, so absolutely love that. A couple of things that are on my mind this morning. The Missouri incident. Are you following that at all?
I am, and you know the tragedy of all of it. Now two additional people have come forward, and apparently we have a serious problem with the law enforcement. Regardless of what the issue was, the guy didn't have a gun.
Yeah, that and I think you touched on something there. We do have a problem in this country with the law enforcement, and I've been trying to get folks to have this conversation, especially now. But it seems to me that we are more concerned over the rioting and the protesting and that sort of thing, and no one is asking the question, why did this guy shoot at an unarmed kid or the guy up there in New Jersey or New York or wherever it was? Why did the police see the need to treat that guy that way? He ended up dying. They crushed his trachea. And we see an uptick in this sort of incident. And why aren't we talking more?
You got to look and see. You got to ask the question. I mean, there's a lot of – look, if you're in a state, for example, that's a border state, whether it's California, Arizona, Texas, any of those states where they have such a high influx now of illegals.
Yep.
If you're in an area of the country where there are a lot of gangs, and I think we have to be honest, there are an awful lot of gangs in this country, regardless of what
yep.
race or you know disposition. Are these guys, is the law enforcement that's going out there, do they have post-traumatic stress? Are they tired? Are they basically angry? What problems do they have?
Oh, good question.
I think a community has to know, and certainly the chief of police, the people that work with the mayor, the city council, the county commissioners, they all have to have a pretty good uptake on what is the status of those guys and what kind of conditions they're working in, because anger comes from their side as well, and you never know. There may be many incidences where these guys have had to, you know, almost shoot and ask questions later if they're in a gang situation.
Right.
So I think it's a much deeper issue. The thing with the riots, it's summer, people get hot, they get nasty, they want to anger out. This is not the time for this country to be responding that way. We've got enough issues with our own, you know, that we don't want the disaster in the country to fail within, you know, because it ain't going to fail from without. It's going to fail from within first.
And that's a brilliant point, a brilliant analysis, too. And that's something I didn't think about, the fact that some of these officers may have PTSD, and that's a very real thing. I know that some of the officers that were friends of mine, still are good friends of mine over there in Kansas City, they are really good guys, man. You see them with their kids. You see them out on outing.
Yeah.
They're not these angry, you know, robots or automatons. They're really good guys. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. When you're day in, day out, you're dealing with gangs, dealing with people that disrespect you, that sort of thing, you do get kind of jaded. And you may
and
have...
Let me tell you, make a further suggestion. You know, like I told you, I started the Crime Stoppers program in San Antonio many years ago. It's still going on. It's been very successful. But part of the thing that, you know, even the media should ride with the cops sometimes. Go with them on the beat. See what it's like. See what they encounter. I've done it.
I've done it, too.
And I've done it in some pretty rough areas of town. And believe me, it ain't pretty. And so I am sure that we don't know whether it's fatigue. We have no clue. But, you know, you do have some bad apples. But the majority of the people that are out there serving are ex-military. You know, trust me, I think people have to really investigate this deeper without trying to fit a one-size-fits-all picture.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. But I do think that we need to have this conversation, and it should be civil, but there has to be some open and honest and very, very tough questions that we all have to ask ourselves, and I just don't think that conversation is happening. And the other day, you know, I was a little upset, and I am a huge talk radio person. You know, I'm kind of weird that way, and I'm listening to talk radio, and I saw the conversation quickly leave the topic of this officer shooting this 15-year-old, and it went to rioting. It went to, you know, these people will riot if their sports team wins out. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, we'll never get to the bottom of this if we don't sit down and put the facts out in front of folks and talk about those facts, not deflect.
And distributing that message in a way that the people who are going to use the opportunity to take advantage of a bad situation, get the message quickly. Because, you know, you've got the same police that have to go in there and stop the rioting. So, you know, at some point, they got to realize that a lot of the people that are working in the police, the law enforcement, are coming from their own neighborhoods, from their own families. This has got to be a much better discussion with the community. And, you know, during a riot, it's pretty hard to get get people to calm down.
Yeah, it's not. It's absolutely not the right time to have a discussion there. Did you hear about the two reporters and the alderman that was arrested down there? They were pretty hot about that.
Wow.
And they said that they did absolutely nothing wrong. They were simply there reporting, and before they knew it, they were arrested. And they were pretty upset about it. And I think something needs to be said about that also. Blankita,
absolutely,
thank you for bringing common sense to what's on your mind, at least to this portion, helping me out a little bit. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Jeff Johnson, who just won the Republican primary for governor in Minnesota. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH Combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is What's on Your Mind, the first hour anyway, and I am your host, Leon Francis. And I was going to play, you know, We Are the Champions coming back in, a little Eye of the Tiger maybe, for our next guest coming on, Jeff Johnson. He recently won the Minnesota primary, and hopefully he'll be the next governor over there. So I want to welcome Jeff Johnson to the to What's on Your Mind this morning.
Thank you, Leon. Good to be here.
Great to be here. And I'm looking over your platform. I like what I see. The fact of the matter is, under Dayton anyway, Minnesota has lost like one Fortune 500 company per year. So, you know, something's got to change over there. And apparently the voters say you're the guy to do that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we're going in the wrong direction in two different ways when it comes to our jobs climate. We've gone from 21 Fortune 500 headquarters to 17 in the last 4 years. So he's lost almost 20% of our Fortune 500 headquarters. So we've got big folks leaving. But the flip side of that is we are not creating new small businesses in Minnesota. According to the Kauffman Foundation, which is a national nonpartisan nonprofit organization, Minnesota has created the fewest number of new businesses per capita in the country over the last 4 years. So we're losing big ones, and we're not creating new small ones, which is a recipe for disaster in a few years.
And what do you attribute that to? The small business is not one to start up over there. I mean, I know why the big businesses are taking off. Why are the small businesses reluctant to crop up over there?
It's our tax structure. It's our regulatory structure. Probably a lot of the small businesses would say regulations are a bigger factor for them than the taxes, because we're just far out of step with the states that surround us. I think there are other smaller things. Workers' comp needs some changes. We need some tort reform. But taxes and regulation are really the drivers. And we've just become rather unfriendly to entrepreneurs in Minnesota, and we're losing them to other states like North Dakota.
Absolutely. Are you planning on? Are you gonna, when you once you take over the reins, are you gonna audit the programs over there that Minnesota taxpayers fund?
Yes, that's actually one of the three main goals that I set forth right at the beginning of the campaign, was to launch an audit of every program the taxpayers fund in Minnesota, and we've got thousands and thousands of them, so it'll probably take 4 years, but we can measure whether programs are working or not. And for example, in a human service program where we say the purpose is to move someone off of welfare to self-sufficiency, well, we can figure out whether that's actually happening with each of the people who receive that benefit. And for those programs where we determine that, yeah, you know what, they really are doing what we say we want, that's fantastic. But there are a lot of programs that we fund because it makes us feel good as politicians, or because right. we just always funded them. And this is a way to determine what those programs are and eliminate them, because they're not helping anybody and they're just wasting taxpayers' money.
Not to mention, you know, once you're on, and I've said this pretty much my entire adult life, if you're subsidizing a bad behavior or sloth-like behavior, you're going to get more of it. So test, by all means.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I talk about being competitive from a business standpoint with other states, I think that should be true from a welfare standpoint, too. We shouldn't be offering benefits that far outweigh other states, because we know what happens when a state does that. You become a bit of a magnet, and that is not what we need to be doing in Minnesota.
People are flocking over there, but they're not bringing commerce or business.
That's right.
So, you know,
that's
not a good thing. Let's move on to education. Every candidate I ever speak with, the first thing I normally ask them about is education. I have three kids. You know, education is a big topic nowadays. We got Common Core going on. You got folks that want charter school, school choice vouchers. Money should follow the kids. Where are you with K-12 education?
You know, I think Minnesota, we actually have a pretty decent system here, and we have a very proud history of doing better than most states. But one area where we really fall down in Minnesota is the achievement gap, which is the disparity in graduation rates between white students and students of color. It's the worst in the country in Minnesota, and it has been on and off for 30 years, and we have used that as an excuse to throw money at failing school districts in ways that are just insane, and it's not working. It's clearly, the answer is clearly not money, but we just keep pumping more money into these failing school districts. And so to me, I'm going to make that a high priority, because even for people in the vast majority of the state where the achievement gap probably isn't affecting their own school district, this affects the state greatly, because when you have a school district like Minneapolis that is graduating less than half their kids and an even smaller number of their minority kids, you can look at the stats as to what happens to most of those kids when they don't graduate from high school. Most of them end up in the system, whether it's the welfare system or the prison system is the question. But we can see some statistics, and that affects us all, because then we all end up paying for it. So we need a governor who's willing to take that head on, and I think that means probably a bit of a battle with some in the education establishment, and certainly some leading the teachers union, about school choice, about more parental empowerment, about real accountability in these failing school districts. And that's going to be a big priority for me, because being the worst in the country in that area is just unconscionable, I think.
And it's like you said, you know, if you have half of your students not graduating, they will absolutely be on one of your systems, whether or not it's the penal system or the welfare system. That's where they're headed. And that's not just talking points. Those are actual facts. I know this will be the case myself. And so I like that approach. What do you, to bare bones it, what do you do outside of encouraging more parental involvement and that sort of thing? And I think Common Core will be horrible if you're trying to close the achievement gap. It'll bring your high achievers down and that sort of thing. But that's another argument. But how do you address that? How do you address that problem of the low graduation rates and the achievement gap? How do you pinpoint and target that problem?
Yeah, well, and part of it, sometimes I'll have people say to me, well, you know, some of these kids are in a family situation where their parents are bad parents, and, you know, you can't fix bad parents, and I couldn't agree with that more. There are, some of the problem is cultural, and I'm not sure government can do a lot about that other than stop rewarding bad behavior from that standpoint. But there are also a bunch of these kids with parents who would give their left arm to either fix the school their kid is in or send them somewhere else. And those are the choices we need to start giving them. And my preference, I'm a supporter of vouchers or tax credits to let poor kids go to different schools that are better. But I think an even more important answer to that is to give these parents that care some power over the schools that their kids are currently in, because most parents would rather send their kid to a neighborhood school than ship them, you know, 30 miles or 50 miles away because the school that they're near isn't any good. And there are a lot of different policy possibilities out there. We just look to other states that are doing better than us. One is called the parent trigger. It started in California and New Jersey. It actually came from liberal Democrats, but it's a good idea, so we should try it. And what it says is if your kid's in a failing school, then the parents in that school get to vote a vote of confidence or no confidence in the administration. And if a majority or maybe a supermajority say they no longer have confidence in this school, then statutorily something has to happen.
Whether Absolutely.
It's replacing the administration or turning it into a charter school or handing out vouchers, there's a menu of different options there. But all of a sudden the parents have some control, and there's an element of the market, of competition, on that public school that they have to perform, or they're probably going to lose their jobs.
You see, I love that idea. Give the parents some teeth in there, some, you know, some skin in the game. Yeah, if you're at a, if your kid's in a poorly performing school, I mean, me, I would just pull my kid out and send him somewhere else. But hey, if you can't do that, then absolutely hold those folks accountable. I mean, and again, that is staggering. Half of the folks, and I just can't believe that statistic. But let's go on to healthcare, and we have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes on this issue. Healthcare. What is your vision, your forward strategy on Minnesota healthcare?
Well, you know, MinSure, which some people don't understand this, but MinSure is Obamacare in Minnesota. We just essentially have given it a different name. And Mark Dayton, you know, ran to the Obama administration with open arms saying, we want to be the first state to implement Obamacare. And I think we ended up being the second. He didn't quite get his way, but that's what MinSure is. And most people agree, the governor might even agree at this point, that MinSure has just been a complete disaster. But the problem is not the fact that it's a crappy website, even though it's a crappy website. The problem is this bigger philosophy that Obamacare and MinSure have, which is that government should be limiting choices for people and determining what our health insurance should look like based upon whether it's quote whether it's quote adequate or not. And so that's what needs to change. Now, the governor doesn't get to eliminate Obamacare. That won't be an option for me, although I'll certainly be lobbying for that with our congressmen and senators. But until that bigger picture changes, we're kind of stuck with to a certain extent with what we have. So based on that, what I would do is try to remove as many barriers as possible to competition with MinSure so that we can have more private sector insurance competing with that website and programs in that website. And you do that by starting to eliminate some of the mandates that are in place, that every single insurance policy in Minnesota has to have these 123 things that severely limits the choice for consumers. And the fewer mandates we have, there are obviously some that you have to have in place. But if we could start eliminating some of them, it will allow for more options for people, more competition, and frankly, probably more companies starting to sell insurance in Minnesota.
Absolutely. I love that. One very quick yes or no question. Second Amendment, a right to an individual to protect and defend their life, liberty, and property. Yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely, yes. There you go, Jeff Johnson. Good luck, sir. We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We're back. This is the last segment of the first hour of What's On Your Mind, but never fear. The big man himself, Scott Hannon, will be sitting behind this mic, or one just like it, And just a bit in the top of the next hour. We've had a pretty good conversation this morning. We talked about the primaries, why the voter turnout is so low. Thanks for Karen and up there at North Fargo, who has a pretty good idea of why. I don't get it. I'm one of those guys. I follow politics. It's kind of my life. I'm kind of a boring person. But, I don't understand the mindset that says, you wait till the last minute and then you gripe about the choices that you have then. When you have an opportunity to pick the guy or gal you want to represent you. Why do we wait so long? Why is a primary? I mean, and I don't know. Here lately, too, the trend is trending down. It's like we're just so apathetic, ho-hum, we're going to, these folks are kind of entrenched. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. I think a lot of that is going on also. But as a wise man once said, you can't complain. If you don't go and vote, you can't complain about the choices that you're stuck with. If you don't go out there and, put Pete and Paul to good use. No, it's not Pete and Paul. It's Pat and Turner. Pat the brake, turn the corner, get down there to the voting booth and make a choice. I guess that's my point of the day. If you want that from a guy that hasn't had his cup of coffee, hasn't had a shot of common sense this morning. And normally I get that right around 2 o'clock, on my show, 2 to 5, Common Sense Club, that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm kidding. But seriously, tune in. Good folks on the Common Sense Club. Later on, on What's On Your Mind, which is this show, which is what I want to know from you, what's on your mind this morning. We're at 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Katie Pink of Common Ground North Dakota, and they hold conversations about farming and food. We're going to have open phones. Also going to have Ryan Taylor, North Dakota Democrat endorsed candidate for Ag Commissioner. And he's going to be in studio in Bismarck, and he's going to talk about whether or not the race should be all about oil, and his press conference on ag issues that is going on today. So, Jim, out in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I was just going to comment on white voter turnout for primaries. The people just seem to like to complain, but the other thing that I want to say about voting, people who vote heavy in the presidential election and in the Congress and stuff, and then they don't turn out for the local elections, you have much more say in the local elections. You vote for the Congress or Senator or President, and you can't, they're untouchable, you aren't going to get nothing from them, but if you voted locally and keep your local government going, it's more up to stuff. Things will go a lot smoother. I don't understand people's mindset. I just don't understand it.
And see, I'm right there. You have an actual a chance to affect local policies and politics and things like that. And even when you're voting for things like a city commissioner or the city commission, yes. I mean, you can actually hold those people accountable. Obama's untouchable. He knows that. Yeah. Why do you think he's running around slapping babies and kicking kittens? No, he's not really doing that. I'm kidding. But, yeah, why do you think he doesn't care about our Constitution? He's doing things that are totally toward America and what America stands for. He really believes he can change what America is. He said he was going to do it. He is going to do it. And what are you and I going to do to stop him? Not a thing. We can, though. We can, though, hold Kevin Cramer's feet to the fire. We can, though,
the city commission, the Fargo City Commission, the Morehead Mayor. We can hold those people's feet to the fire and say, I'll go knock on their door and say, what the heck are you trying to do?
Yeah, you'll see them in the grocery store, and you know, yeah. Hey, yeah. What are you doing over there? You know, you actually have a chance to affect the way they're going to vote and affect policies anyway. And I don't get it. I think that message is lost on the voting public, apparently.
It is. But, because I don't understand why people don't turn out. I mean, when it's a non-presidential year, I mean, the voting turnout is so light, it's absolutely shameful, and it's pathetic.
It is. It is. Thanks, Jim, for the conversation. I hope you have yourself a cup of coffee, because I have not,
ended.
And I'm a little honorary this morning. I normally am. I'm Darren out in Moorhead. What's on your mind?
Hi, Leon. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good
I'm doing
usual.
Great.
Good
Thank
show
you.
As usual.
We got about 45 seconds.
That? Oh, that Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz bad-mouthing Israel? Why don't they go over there and fight for Hamas and ISIS? That's a good idea. Kind of like Jane Fonda going over there
Vietnam.
You know?
Hey, Darren, so, call in later on at 2 to 5 on my show, The Common Sense Club. We'll continue this conversation. We'll be right back with Scott Hennett.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.